Give up? I knew you'd never guess. Wallace and Junior, the buzzards. I saw them floating around in the sky above me and hoped they would go away. They didn't. They kept gliding around in circles and dropping closer to the ground with each circle until, with much thrashing of air and flapping of wings, they landed in the elm tree right above me. I didn't growl or bark at them, too much trouble with the swollen face and everything, but I did glare daggers at them. What did they do? Well, they stared at me, craning their long, skinny necks and twisting their ugly, bald heads. Have you ever been stared at by a couple of hungry buzzards? It's no fun, take my word for it. It does something to a guy's self-confidence. I mean, even if you feel comfortable about who you are, even if you have a strong self-conceit, even if you're fairly sure that you won't end up on their dinner plate, there's just something about their presence that ruins a good day. How do they stand each other's company? Have you ever wondered about that? I have. I can't imagine spending all day, every day, around a buzzard. How depressing. Maybe that's why Wallace is always in such a bad mood. However, Wallace didn't seem to be in a bad mood at the moment. He was hopping up and down on the limb and seemed almost beside himself with, I don't know, wild buzzard joy, I suppose. Son, this could be it. This could be the moment we've been longing for and waiting for all these many days. What do you reckon?
Well, he hasn't moved, so maybe he's...
Hurry up, son. You talk too slow, and here I am, starved down to bones and pin feathers. Speak up.
Okay. Maybe he's...
Never mind, Junior. Let's move along and cut to the bottom line. What is he, and will he eat?
Let's see.
Is he a badger? From upstairs, I thought he was a badger, but now I ain't so sure. I could sure use some badger, yes, I could.
His face is awfully fat.
You're right, son. And most of your badgers don't have a fat face, so what could he be?
They both gawked down at me.
Pa?
What?
I think he just blinked his eye.
No, he never.
Yeah, he did.
He never, and for very good reason. It's a well-known fact in all parts of this world that dead badgers don't blink.
Yeah, but he may not be a badger. Where's the stripe down his back?
The old man was silent for a moment.
Well, maybe he don't have a stripe down his back, Junior, but are you gonna let little details clutter your mind? For you see, Junior, we don't eat the stripe, and I won't turn down a badger just because he don't have one.
Yeah, but if he don't have a stripe... He can't be one of those things.
Badger?
I hear you.
All right, fine. Maybe he ain't a badger, so what do you reckon he is?
I don't know, Pa, but he blinked.
He did not blink.
He did, too.
Wallace turned to his son, puffed himself up, and bellowed.
He did not blink, and how can you say such a terrible thing at a time like this? And scoot over, you're crowding me off this limb.
Pa.
What?
I think it's our doggy friend.
Wallace whipped his head around and stared at me.
No, he ain't our doggy friend in the first place because we don't have no friends amongst the doggies or anything else that's fit to eat. And in the second place, he ain't a doggy. He's a dead badger.
No, he ain't a badger, Pa, and he ain't dead, too.
Wallace began jumping up and down on the limb.
Junior, I am your father, and I have spoken, and you will show some respect to your own flesh and blood, and I'm telling you that right there is a dead badger.
Junior gave his head a sad shake.
Okay, fine. He's a dead
badger.
Badger.
Wallace studied him for a moment. Junior, do you really believe that with all your heart and soul, or are you just saying it because I said it first? And I want the truth, son.
Number two.
The old man's chin fell down on his feathered chest. Junior, you just don't know how much this hurts me. I asked you for the truth, the honest truth, and what do? You give it to me.
Well, you asked for it.
Son, what I was asking for and pleading for from the very bottom of my heart was something dead to eat, and a badger would be just perfect. But no, you've told the truth and denied your poor old daddy the simple joy. Son, do you really honestly think he's a dog?
Yep, I did it do.
And you really and truly believe he blinked his eyes? This hurts me, Junior, more than I can express. But life's full of hurt.
Yep, it is. You want me to check it out?
Check it out, son. If it's bad news, I'll try to hold back the tears. Junior leaned his neck in my direction and gave me a big buzzard smile, which, in case you haven't seen one at close range, is about the ugliest smile you can imagine.
Hello, I did it down there. Yoo-hoo!
I gave my enormous swollen head a nod. Yoo-hoo to you too. Junior turned back to the old man.
See, he said yoo-hoo back.
So? That don't mean. Keep checking it out, son. He might be on his last leg. Junior turned back to me.
Is that you down there, doggy?
Yes, it is, Junior.
He twisted his head from side to side.
My goodness, you sure are talking funny this morning.
Thanks. So would you, if you'd been bitten on the nose by a little snake.
What?
A little snake.
Wallace chimed in.
A what? What was that? What did he say, son?
Something about riddles.
Riddles? Tell him we're busy birds. We ain't got no time for playing riddles.
Wallace glared down at me.
Play riddles on your own time, dog. We're looking for something to eat.
A little snake, you dumbbell buzzard.
Junior's eyes grew wide with excitement.
Oh, Pa, I've got it now, and you'll be so happy.
Son, a squashed badger on the highway would make me happy, but what's he talking about?
A rattlesnake.
Okay, fine. Where's he at? In depression times, I'll sure take a rattlesnake.
And then, no. Our doggy friend was bitten on the face by a rattlesnake.
The old man's greedy little eyes popped open, and a smile spread across his beak.
Son, at last you have brought joy into my heart. You've made me a happy buzzard.
I told you.
Yes, you did, and you're a fine boy, Junior, a fine boy. And you'll grow up to be a fine buzzard one of these days, a credit to your family and all buzzardhood.
Junior grinned and ducked his head.
Thanks, Pa.
And yes, this dog is our friend, our true friend, and it's a crying shame he got snake bit, but a dog can't live forever. How long do you reckon we'll have to wait, son?
At that point, I'd had about all the company I could stand. I pushed myself up and gave Wallace my most menacing glare.
Buzz off, buzzard. Squam. Get lost. Go fly a kite. I may look pretty bad with this swollen nose, but I ain't fixing to be once for the likes of you. So scat, chew, squam.
Son, he just told us to scram. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He told us to scram, and he's no friend of ours, I can tell you that. And if that's the best you have to offer, dog, you have ruined my day, completely ruined my day.
Good.
And this is goodbye, and in parting, I want you to know that you look silly with your face all swole up. And if I looked as goofy and talked as goofy as you, I don't know what I'd do, but Junior, it's time we got airborne and started hunting grub.
And with that, he pushed himself off the limb and went flapping off in the morning sky. Junior shrugged and grinned down at me.
Well, win a few, lose a few. Is that sometimes I think a bit of paws worse than a snake bite.
I'll bet. Or even a wing worm.
Goodbye, doggy. I hope you get a bit better. Or a bit worse.
See you around, Junior.
And away he went, leaving me alone with my handicap.